This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back into our WWL Draft Fest coverage brought to you by the great folks at TrainSouth.com. The pick is in for the Tennessee Titans, guys.
Man, who are they need
at
offensive
number
line.
Seven.
They
need a whole lot.
In the 2024 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select J.C. Latham, tackle, Alabama.
Well, they got the 18-wheeler. Man, J.C., he's a wide load. And I told this to Charlie the other day. He's a 1350 cab ride to get around. You talk about
That's
a
expensive.
Big dude. I mean, he's – okay, they list him at 340 or whatever. Come on. They must have measured him or weighed him before he ate breakfast or whatever. He's a good 350 pounds, Deuce. Great run blocker. He's gotten better as a pass protector. The one thing with J.C. and how he gets beat, it's not an edge move. It's when they get it up inside, and he doesn't have his feet and his body balance in place.
Is it his base?
It's his base. And so it throws him off a little bit. But as a run blocker, you watch when Alabama ran the football. Where did they run it behind?
He's behind
that
you.
Guy. He's like a double-wide freezer.
Well, and that's why so many people thought that Chargers would take J.C. Latham. Just because he's a mauler and that's how Harbaugh wants to run the ball, running out of three tight end sets and 21 personnel. But
and he played right tackle.
And well, he plays right.
He's played right tackle. But for the Tennessee Titans, you're able to protect Will Levis, who will be the quarterback, and J.C. Latham. You know, and I'm interested to see the development of an offensive lineman from Alabama. Tell me – an offensive lineman, first rounder from Alabama that has really excelled in the NFL.
Ain't been many to hit the heights. They've been starters, but been an elite guy. Not been an elite guy.
So can J.C. Latham be that guy?
We're going to take a break. Stick around for more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. We're here at Las Cruces Tex-Mex, right behind Planet Fitness on Airline Drive. Come out, celebrate football with Team WWL. We'll be right back with more after this news break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, folks, Steve Gell along with Deuce McAllister, Mike D'Attelier, Mike Haas, bringing you every pick of the draft plus our All-Pro analysis. Come join us. We're in Metairie at Las Cruces, Tex-Mex, behind Planet Fitness, and would love to meet you all. Bit of a surprise in this NFL draft,
well,
gentlemen.
Kind of. Somebody said
24 NFL draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, Washington.
Well, there's our fourth quarterback taken right now.
But everybody thought it would be J.J.
And definitely
end up Penix.
Wasn't expecting Penix to go this early for sure. And the Falcons taking him.
The Falcons taking him after guaranteeing Kirk Cousins a new contract. So Michael will get to come in and sit for a couple of years. And off air, I did not have him being the fourth quarterback being taken.
Now, Michael, I thought Penix, he'd go to Las Vegas. Mike and I had talked about it. We thought that's where the fit would be. But, man, for him to go there, basically, if Kirk Cousins is healthy, you got a first-round pick that ain't doing nothing this year. Because we all thought it would be a defensive guy. Maybe be a Dallas Turner.
Correct.
Byron Murphy II from Texas. But Michael Penix to go to the Falcons tells you – Kirk Cousins is a two-year player, and then Penix becomes the guy.
It's your show.
Yep.
It's your show.
They handed him the baton.
Maybe sooner, depending on if you throw too many picks.
Well, I mean,
get hurt.
Well, you're going to pay him.
Right.
You're going to pay Kurt.
You're going to pay Kurt, so trust me. I don't think that they're going to have him on the sideline just holding a folder. And one thing that you don't want to do is kind of rush Michael Penix, because obviously that's the knock on him. It's the injuries. Because he was banged up at Indiana, and kind of banged up a little bit at Washington, but he is a really, really good player, and he's a guy that early in the process, the Saints were really high.
Yes, indeed.
On him as
Jeff Ireland really liked him.
Yep, and so when you look at him, I don't know if it's window throws, because he's got two really, really good receivers. The only thing I would say about him as far as his throwing is the windup, how he throws it. But, man, there's not a lot that you're going to fuss about when you see this kid and how he plays, how he competes, and, just giving his receivers a chance.
Deuce, he came to Manning camp, and so he's sitting down, and he's showing me the scars from the two knee operations.
Yep.
Then he's telling me about his shoulder that he had got worked on, too. And – you know what I like about that? Most of these quarterbacks in this class, they've never really had a lot of adversity in life.
Well, he has.
Look at what he had to overcome. Three operations. He's a Tampa, Florida guy,
and that's what
that goes to Indiana and Washington.
Well, you know why he ended up at
the
Indiana?
Coach.
Well, the coach, but Florida State and Miami.
Didn't recruit him.
None of them really wanted him. None of them really wanted him. And he ends up being – a lot higher than I thought as well, a top 10 pick.
God bless him, man, because you talk about a good dude.
Oh, he's a great guy.
He is a good dude in life. And so, again, if you were looking for instant help, Falcons on defense, you didn't get it in round one.
Right. Bears pick is in. Has anything impacted the Saints, do you think, to this point?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
No.
Bears are next.
Positive influence is definitely the Falcons taking a quarterback right now.
Yeah, but, I think we all thought Penix might go to Vegas.
Well, Penix but the other quarterback would have been J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. Right.
So it's a quarterback. Kind of doesn't matter which quarterback, but it's a quarterback.
You know, Minnesota could be sitting there, and they didn't have to move an inch.
And didn't have to give up anything to get their quarterback.
That's right. Five more picks before the Saints go at 14.
Bears back on the clock, like you just said, too. Are some of their big needs
right
now?
It's already in.
All right. It is in for the Chicago Bears. They got their quarterback. What else do you think they could be targeting here? way to the microphone. The Chicago Bears with the 9th overall pick in the NFL draft. Slow walk. Slow walk to the podium for Roger here.
That's all right. That's all right. Man, could it be another offensive
player?
With
the 9th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
Man, Caleb Williams, I put my hand up. I want to play with the Bears now.
I'm sure Justin Fields is like, what the heck, guys?
Y'all didn't do this for me.
No, exactly. So another offensive weapon for Caleb Williams. We mentioned who he's got over there right now with DJ Moore, Keenan Allen.
If he's not successful this year, it's because it's on him. Because you've got way too much talent. There is some talent on that offensive side of the ball. I mean, because you DJ Moore, you talk about being a explosive receiver.
I loved him in fantasy last year for sure.
Already? And now you've got two other legitimate. One being, I don't even know, where's the double? Who do you double on that offense?
Could you play Keenan in the slot?
I'm playing Keenan in the slot.
Okay.
Keenan is the slot.
And then they got Swift, right?
Yes.
Running back who can really catch the ball coming out the back.
You've got Swift from Philadelphia. And so from an offensive standpoint, you're able to do some stuff like you talked about where you can put a lot of pressure on some teams, that being Chicago and Rome.
Man.
Odunze falls into a really, really good situation. Even a third receiver off the board, he falls into a situation. It's a better situation than probably in Arizona, and it's definitely a better situation because in New York, for Malik, you might have to go play quarterback and throw it to yourself.
Guys, we have a trade alert here with the Jets, and they've traded the pick to Minnesota.
Well,
so they just flip-flop,
one spot,
right?
It flip-flops. Flip-flop.
One spot.
But
I think you
have the other quarterback come off the board. Yeah. Because it's if anybody that could have picked a quarterback, it would have probably been Denver.
Because they knew Sean was sniffing.
There you go.
So to speak.
So up to Annie. If you're going to go get your quarterback, JJ.
Okay, Deuce, if you're a defensive coordinator, how do you play the Bears with those three receivers?
I'm going to make the rookie beat me. Okay. So he's going to get the single coverage.
Oh,
I am rolling.
Man, I'll take that.
Well, the rookie's got to beat me.
Yeah.
The rookie's got to beat me. Rome has got to beat me. But if I'm a DC, I'm rolling the safety to DJ Moore. I'm putting I'm going to put a really good nickel inside on Keenan Allen. And then, rookie, you've got to beat me. You've got to show me that you can adjust, and the rookie quarterback's got to show me that he can make the throw.
Good luck on the cover those three. And Komet at tight end.
Komet's a problem as
Cole
well.
Cole
was really good against the Saints. They sort of rolled him, and he looked like he was wide open on play, especially in the first half. You saw the Saints made some adjustments to try to cut that off for Cole. But, man, they are absolutely loaded, and it's less than 5 minutes. The Vikings now have the pick of the Jets. This is a team that short-term went with Sam Darnold as a free agent pickup, but they move up one spot.
And do the Jets then take Brock Bowers at tight end? That puts you through.
No, the Jets are probably going to take a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
The Jets are probably taking a defensive lineman. Well, this has got to be the quarterback.
Pick is already in for the Minnesota Vikings. It didn't take long for them to run up.
Well,
I mean,
I can figure that one.
Well, I want to know what they gave up. Was it a two?
Well,
a future two or a two?
Maybe we can get Charlie to look this up at exactly what the deal is, and he can pass it along to us exactly what was given up. Because now the Vikings got two first round picks here. What did they?
They may have gave up their other first-round pick.
Man.
To move up one.
That was the 23rd. Ooh-wee. Their second pick was the 23rd pick.
Well, I mean, if it's your quarterback, I think that's who you got to go get. You got to go get your quarterback.
Yeah, and Kevin O'Connell, I think, is a really good schemer, quarterback, developer. Put you in the right spot. And if I'm Jefferson.
Look at Dobbs. I mean, look at what he did.
Look what he did.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you surprised with Minnesota and how they handled Kirk Cousins and not bringing him back? Or
well, they
basically
tried.
An older QB with, well, an injury there you're worried about.
Well, no, it was the money committed.
Money. Yeah.
Money, the money that they had to commit.
Okay.
And so they tried.
I'll give Charlie – thank you, Charlie, for sending this. The Vikings traded the 11th overall pick, a fourth and a fifth round pick to the Jets for the 10th overall pick and pick 203. Man, that's highway robbery.
Nothing. They didn't give up nothing.
They didn't give up much. And if it's the quarterback of the future, you didn't give up squat.
You didn't give up nothing to move up. You gave up a fourth and a fifth round?
A fourth and fifth round pick in exchange for the 10th overall pick. Now, 203 is kind of down the road that you get kicked back to you. But, man, just a fourth and a fifth to move up that one spot. And if it is McCarthy.
It's got to be the quarterback.
Gotta, yeah, yeah.
It's got to be
it's
at this
be the
stage. Then if he works out. You really didn't give up much. And not what everybody was thinking they'd have to do.
That you were trying to move up to number three to be able to get him.
Right.
And so they were very patient. I give them that. They were patient to let this process go through.
Yeah, not a huge haul, it feels like, that they had to give up to make that move.
No, if it's only a fourth and a fifth.
And no, this is being reported by the NFL Network. It's a fourth and a fifth round pick.
Roger Goodell walking up to the podium with now the Vikings making this selection with 10th overall, expecting a quarterback here.
First trade of the night. Took us, you know, through the first 10. I had 6 last year, 9 the year before. But sometimes, like Mike says, once they start.
The tripwire.
Once it starts.
Broke the
tripwire.
So then the Jets, Denver, Las Vegas,
Saints.
So we are
closer.
Getting close, people. And y'all can't leave either.
You
got
to
stay with us
you
all
gotta
night.
You got to stay. We locked the doors.
11 o'clock.
We locked the doors.
There's a little thing called.
All right. We're still waiting for the pick to be officially announced at this stage. But it's an intriguing pick because of the fact that I think, Mike, you hit the nail on the head. Sean Payton and the Broncos were trying to maneuver to get into that spot because I think he really wanted McCarthy. I think he really wanted J.J. There. And, you know, again, it's not a lot to move up one spot.
No. And probably would have cost Denver a little bit more.
Man, I would have charged him an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
You know, knowing Payton.
Still hear the crowd over in Detroit. Just not the commissioner quite yet.
Looking at J.J. McCarthy. He's up in Michigan, Township, Michigan.
Would have been interesting.
Got to be nerve-wracking.
If the Chargers still do select him, do you try and move on from Herbert?
What's that?
If the Chargers were to go after a guy like McCarthy, do you move on from Herbert?
Man, no way. Man, you know what kind of cap hit it would take if you were trying to deal McCarthy?
Worst cap held in the Broncos, huh, I guess.
It would be the worst in NFL history.
Wow.
To deal off but that I think that was a made-up story.
This
about
is a little strange,
Herbert.
Isn't it? I mean,
the
pick
the Chargers
has been
to
in.
What?
The Chargers already they
so
didn't
you were
move
saying
out.
The Chargers?
No, I was saying, what if the Chargers had gone with, you know, Harbaugh and wanted to draft a McCarthy?
Oh,
what are you
no,
doing,
no,
Herbert?
No. I mean, you got too
you
much
read
money.
Too much stuff on
yeah,
the internet.
You stay off those conspiracy
yeah,
websites.
Yeah, exactly.
Those draft what-ifs. No, I mean, you look at that contract that they signed for him.
What? And they just signed
they
it.
They just signed it.
Well, to me, too, you consider, I know he struggled, and we haven't seen him have that playoff success, obviously, yet. But
Steve,
he seems like
almost
a top-tier talent.
$150 million.
No, I'm just talking
man,
about
talent. And I ain't talking about talent. I'm talking about getting paid.
That's the Minnesota Vikings selection. We are honored to have with us the surviving mother, brothers, and nephew of fallen hero, United States Army Sergeant Zachary Ewing. Zachary died after a battle with cancer. A cancer that was discovered after he was injured during his second deployment to Iraq. We salute him and thank his family and TAPS, the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, which offers care to those grieving the loss of a military loved one. I'm now going to turn this over to Sergeant Ewing's nephew, Asher, who will announce the pick in honor of his uncle.
With the 10th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select
J.J. McCarthy,
quarterback, Michigan.
Well, it took a little while, but and God bless them. And, you know, servicemen,
definitely,
you know, and what we do and how much we don't appreciate what they do for us each and every day. And they put into, even though we're not at war, it's still you putting your life on the line every day. Today,
you may not be actively
in war.
Yeah, in war, but I mean, there are people that
want to get rid of you.
Thank you, and so definitely thank him for his service. And
looking at these picks, guys, back to back Washington players going off the board. Number 8 overall, Michael Penix, quarterback, going to Atlanta Falcons. Chicago Bears getting a wide receiver in Rome Odunze, and then J.J. McCarthy, another QB off the board, headed to the Vikings. Who made
you think
a trade
we're gonna,
to grab him.
You think we're gonna break that record of 19 offensive players?
Right.
Well, look where we're at now.
Well, I don't know if no defensive players.
None. No defense yet.
Zero.
No so, defensive players was picked.
Maybe when we get back from this break on our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage, we'll have that defensive player coming off the board soon. We'll find out when we return here at Las Cruces Tex-Mex right here on WWL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Team WWL here at Las Cruces Tex-Mex in Metairie as the picks keep coming off the board. Well, gentlemen, we can scratch one of the Saints tackles off the wish list with Olu Fashanu now heading to the New York Jets.
And, man, a lot of us thought maybe this might be the guy for the Saints, and he gets picked at 11. He is a high school teammate of Caleb Williams. Just think of that high school team. They got Caleb at quarterback. And Olu playing tackle for you.
So you got two top 11 picks in your high school.
At the same high school. I mean, that don't happen a lot. The thing with him is, and Deuce and I were talking about this, had he come out last year, he might have been a top 7 or 8 pick. And potentially a top 5. But he decides to come back for another season at Penn State. And in a really rich class of offensive linemen.
Mike, I don't know who his advisor was, but he cost himself some money. In my book, he was a top 5 pick last year.
He could have well been.
And I don't care about NIL and all. You should have left last year.
Come on, NIL don't play you like the NFL will.
The Broncos pick is already in.
And Sean did that pretty quick, didn't he?
I was going to say, the Broncos are in need of a quarterback. Do they end up going here with another one that's still left on the board?
Man, I would be surprised if it's quarterback.
I'm surprised. I agree with Deuce. You know, you got Brock Bowers here. You got Dallas Turner here. Tulasi Fuagu, the big offensive tackle from Oregon State. And so, you know what? I think we might all be wrong on this.
Why, you think it is quarterback now?
I think we all
Uh-oh, the little birdie told you.
Little birdie might have whispered something.
Wow, that QB room in Denver is a heck of a mess right now.
Ain't no mess. No, Sean going to have to straighten all that out. But
straighten it out? I mean, you got to have some talent to straighten it out.
No, here's my deal with it. We never saw Sean deal with a rookie quarterback.
No, the only rookie that has started for Sean Payton, think about it. The only rookie that started for Sean Payton one game, COVID year,
Monday night,
was who?
A guy that's not even in the league right now, right? Or I don't know where.
Well, he may be on the practice squad for somebody.
Yeah.
COVID year.
The Notre Dame quarterback.
Ian Book.
Oh, Ian Book, I'm sorry.
Ian Book. The book was closed quickly on him here.
The book wasn't even open.
So this will be the – and I know that they just traded for Wilson, but
– come on, he can't play.
Yeah, I mean – I wasn't going
to
just
I hate to say it.
I wasn't going to shut the book completely on him.
Well, I'm going to shut the book on. I've seen him play enough. He ain't playing. No, Bo Nix will do, and I think Sean likes this part.
Well, he's going to do exactly what he asked him to do.
Actually what Sean wants him to do and run the plays and don't take a sack.
No.
That's Bo Nix.
Get the ball out of your hands. This is what I want you to read. This is where I want you to go with the football. That's what Bo Nix will do. I mean, because here, think about it. When he was at Auburn literally ran this young man out, ran him off. He has to go to Oregon to kind of recapture his football. I mean, because Bo has been playing. He and Michael Penix, they aren't young.
Right.
I mean, and so he's played a lot of football. And for Sean to have a rookie quarterback starting,
Ooh-wee.
Man, you talk about Bo.
You better have a thick heart.
That's what I was about to say. Bo will need that thick skin that he had at Auburn again to deal with Sean Payton.
So if this ends up being the pick, guys, it's going to be six quarterbacks now in the top 12.
I thought it'd be six quarterbacks picked, but never in the top 12.
No,
that's wild.
I did not. Being honest, I had four quarterbacks going in the first round.
Well, I had six.
I didn't have the other
two. They weren't
two.
Like this.
I didn't have Pinks.
Penix or Nick.
I did not have him. Neither of those guys.
Me neither.
Unless it's late 31, you know, somebody moving up to get that extra fifth year for the quarterback. I did not have both of those guys going.
You know who I'm through? If I'd be thrilled right now? Spencer Rattler.
Oh, yeah. Spencer Rattler may get drafted in the first round.
He's like, wait a minute. Will I be the seventh?
Yeah.
For NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Bo Nix, quarterback, Oregon.
Guys, Sean Payton, we know well, has never drafted a quarterback in the first round.
First two rounds.
Yeah.
First two rounds.
Right, Garrett Grayson was the
first
two
rounds.
Wow.
Garrett Grayson, what, Woody, was a third round?
Yeah.
He was a third round.
And so, man, you know, Sean found out life ain't real good without Drew.
So did we.
That's true, too. But, man, six quarterbacks going in round one goes to show you, man, it's an A-Bear line, and he ain't here. God bless him. And we wish him well, and Bo's getting married this weekend. His
that's where he
son,
is. Congratulations.
And that's where he's at out in Florida. So, hey, Bob, have a tip on me. But always say, Mike, you know what trumps all these other positions? Quarterback. No matter what. Quarterback. So I told him last year, what happened with Will Levis? Don't throw Will Levis in the play. But it goes to show you, we in that world today. We living in that world.
Well,
either you got one or you don't.
Yeah, without a quarterback, it's hard to make it.
Folks, stick around for more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage live from Las Cruces, Tex-Mex. We'll be right back with more right here on WWL. Team WWL back here at Las Cruces, Tex-Mex, and the Saints are on the clock, folks.
For now.
But tell them who got picked ahead of the Saints.
I was going to say, we had Bo Nix, quarterback, going to the Denver Broncos. We picked number 12 right after that. Las Vegas, well, they didn't have a QB to pick, so they go tight end. Brock Bowers out of Georgia, now off the board, was definitely someone I thought the Saints could consider.
I would not be surprised if the Saints get an offer to trade back a couple of picks.
Yeah, I could see that.
I know that the tackle need is there, but if they can get maybe another pick or two, second round, or a third rounder, I would not be surprised for them to make that move.
You guys think maybe going defensive end could be an option here with the Dallas
Turner?
Dallas Turner
talking about that.
Dallas Turner is the guy that makes it real hard for me.
Right.
I know the tackle need is there.
And Fuagu from Oregon State is there.
Is the tackle. But, man, you know the issues we had getting pressure on the quarterback last year?
Right.
He solves a lot of those issues.
I know you do. You're still hoping for some development from Peyton Turner. Hopefully he'll be available. You did just bring in Chase.
Hey, let me tell you something. Hope is, we got this. This is a kid friendly. So hope is a, you figure it out.
I got you.
Yeah, you know what it means.
If that's what you're doing, you're in trouble. So it'll be interesting to see. The Saints will listen to opportunities to trade this pick. But at the same time, there are some guys that they can pick and it would be hard-pressed not to be upset with.
Well, the TV's telling me, and also the Saints media app is also telling me that the pick is in for the black and gold. We're just waiting now for Roger Goodell to come on stage and announce it, guys. We'll find out. We're going to be sticking with that offensive trend, maybe get that tackle of need, or do they address defense and end up taking a guy like Dallas Turner, Olatu from UCLA, who's still on the board? Heck, even there's those two corners in Quinyon Mitchell and Terrion Arnold. I know that's not a huge need for this team when you have so much stocked in that secondary already.
Yeah, the fact that they did this quick tells me they knew exactly who they wanted.
Their guy was at the top of the board and just could cross it off.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a couple guys that they wanted. You know, I mean, because I don't think that they had all six quarterbacks going.
No, nobody. Nobody.
So it just pushed some guys down to them
that
they felt pretty good about. And so the pick is in. The clock is still rolling, but the pick has been in. We'll see who it is.
Another guy on defense, too, Byron Murphy from Texas, is an interesting prospect for this team as well.
No question. I know they need
to solidify that middle.
Okay, here's my deal with Byron Murphy. Everybody made a big thing about Trevante Sweat. And I'm not trying to, you know, wee-wee on Sweat at all. But who was getting the double team? Sweat was beating his man one-on-one. Now, he's a huge man. Who was getting double teamed every play? Byron Murphy. That's what they thought. Sweat won every honor you could think of because he had one-on-one blocking. Murphy was catching all that double team block.
I know Cam Jordan was on the NFL Network this morning. They were asking him, where do you want the Saints to go? And he's like, come on, you're asking me? Of course I'm going to say defense.
Well, you know that.
A defensive player, if Cam Jordan is talking about it.
Yeah, he. The guys were talking to him, and, man, he already seems primed and set up for a career in broadcasting. I'm sure the NFL Network has a spot reserved for him whenever Cam Jordan does decide to step away from the game.
He's good on the air. Cam's really
in the personality
he'll do well.
He's good on the air. He really is. We are just waiting for the official announcement. We know it's in, but, you know, TV rules the world. Even though we're on radio, TV rules the world. And so we're waiting for the TV to make that announcement to give you the official word on the Saints pick.
I got to think, guys, as much as, you know, I've mentioned these defensive players, it's still got to be offensive tackle when you consider just the need there before going into the draft, obviously, and then just the day or two ago when it was,
man, to me,
you had Fuagu, James Hurst retiring.
Fuagu makes all the sense because he's the last of the F's, well, so to speak, that we were talking about. Fashanu,
Fuagu, and A and grade.
He's the F guy. He's a right tackle. He's played right tackle basically his entire career. You talk about a big man. He's a big man and a really good technician. Also, and a lot of people didn't see him play because he was at Oregon State.
Right.
So unless you were a gambler, you stayed up late.
You stayed up late, West Coast.
Yeah, watching that Pac-12 channel or whatever. But You know, he's the last of the true tackles that you thought would go in the top 15, 16. He's still, you know, in that range.
For Fuaga, is it preference on left or right side?
No,
for
he's
him?
Played right.
Okay.
Played right. And he's a power player. I think he, I always believe this, he's the best run blocker of all the tackles in this draft class. He's the best run blocker.
That's who the Saints are taking. It's Fuaga.
Yeah. Because to me, that made all the sense in the world. They need it, and they need a left and a right. It don't necessarily have to be one of the two. You need both. And so for them
yeah,
to
looking,
pick.
Like you said, massive man, 6'6", 324.
Yeah, he's a bad man.
He big played, load to move.
He plays to the echo of a whistle, meaning that he gives you a little bit of business afterwards. But where he really grew to me is as a pass blocker. How? Because you're not – he didn't come into Oregon State at 315, 20 pounds. Well, he was a 275-pound guy. And so your body balance and your control, you got to get used to the extra weight.
Right.
And he's gotten so much better as a pass protector. But it's his power with that hand punch. He pops you with it, and it's almost like you hear the pads that he's hitting you with it, and he's a – really, super young guy, great focus as a player.
Looking at one draft, you know, scouting review of him, only area of concern I'm seeing here is arm length. I don't know how you feel about that.
Man, my thing is, if you can place your arms in the right place, I don't give a damn.
Hand placement.
Placement is
you can have a long arm. Yeah, you can have a long arm, but does that help you?
Look up Trevor Penning's wingspan. Did that help him?
No, right.
It's all about hand placement. And he is.
In the 2024 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Taulaise Fuaga, tackle, Oregon State.
Welcome to New Orleans, big man.
The big man. And he's a big man.
Huge. The Las Cruces crowd is liking the pick.
Well, he'd like to come to Las Cruces and eat. That's all I can tell you. Man, because you see him, and he's built differently than Latham. While Latham looks like a double-wide freezer, Fuaga is a big, tall guy. And, man, he is powerful from the waist down. The one thing about him is he knows how to sink his hips, bend his knees. He's not a guy that bends at the waist. He bends his knees, sinks his hips, does a good job. Whoever his offensive line coach was at Oregon State, they did a good job with him.
Well, here's the other thing, too. After talking to the staff, you know, particularly Clint Kubiak, one of the things that he mentioned a few times with us earlier was they wanted to get back to the identity of being a physical team running the football.
He can help you.
Like to hear
he
that.
He can definitely help you. The question, Mike, could he move inside at guard?
I think he could, but he's going to play right tackle for me. He's going to play right tackle.
If Ryan Ramczyk is fine.
Man, I hope so, but I don't know. The prognosis with that, man, it seemed to be good for a little while.
Then it's been that way for the last couple of years, though.
But then it's turned south.
Yeah, it's been that way for the last couple of years on that knee.
But, man.
6'5", 3 1/4.
Now, again, he didn't come to Oregon State at 325 pounds. He was a 270-pound offensive tackle. Because, okay, if he's a 325-pound guy, he's probably not going to Oregon State.
Right.
You know, okay.
He's going to the other one, UCLA
USC,
or USC.
UCLA, Washington, yep. One of those schools. But when you watch him, his hand placement skills, his body balance, and his power. And it's just how quick he is with his hands to get them on you. And then when he latches on you, it's gone pecan.
3 1/4. Mike, what you doing up watching Pac-12 at dark? That's what you were watching Pac-12 at dark?
I might have a nickel or two or Coca-Cola.
Oh, you had a little Coca-Cola. Yeah, the little Coca-Cola going there.
Yeah. But I watch a lot of that. And, think about it. He becomes the fourth Oregon State player to get picked in round one since they merged the drafts in 1967.
Wow. Fourth Oregon State. Man. Oregon State would have been TJ, but he wasn't a first-rounder. Houssam Zada, wasn't he Oregon State? He wasn't a first-rounder, though, right?
I'd have to look up. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Zada. Oh, yeah. No, he was a late-round pick.
Yeah, he wasn't a first-rounder. No, I'm trying to think of who was the other player that was recent. I can't tell you back to 1967 now. But
we were trying to get Randy Reeler. We had lunch days before the draft. I told him, I said, pick T.J. Houssam Zada. He said, why? Well, I was sitting next to Diliberto. I said, you got to ask me again?
He's a playmaker.
No, but he's saying Houssam Zada.
Houssam Zada.
So Randy said, I get it now. I get it at this stage. But, he was the F for Shauna, Fuaga.
Correct.
Those type guys. And we've talked about it on the show so many times about Fuaga. But, man, he is – you talk about a power player. He's built for the power.
And, Mike, you mentioned this, the little scouting report that the Saints set out as well. It mentions here arguably the best run-blocking lineman in this draft.
Because I've seen them all. He's no doubt the best. He's better than all. Alt's not a physical player. He's really good. But that's not his game. Same thing with Olu. He's really a power guy. Fuaga is the power guy. And what Deuce said is true. This team has to be able to run the football better.
I agree 100%. They've got to run the football better.
Absolutely. It was abysmal last season and hard to watch. So hopefully Fuaga comes in, helps beef up that offensive line.
And think about it, guys. We 14 picks in.
No defense.
No defensive players.
Unreal.
That is unreal.
It's got to be an NFL record.
Well, that's no question. It's never been a run like this with offensive players. But the record's 19. Steve, I don't know what you got in your wallet, but I'm willing to bet you they make that 19.
Maybe some lint. That's about it.
I don't want no lint.
No, exactly.
I don't want no. I got lint at my house.
Well, we got plenty of food and drink here at Las Cruces Tex-Mex. We're rolling on with our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. Saints getting Talisi Fuaga, offensive tackle out of Oregon State with pick 14. We'll be back with more Draft Fest coverage right after this on WWL. Welcome back into our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage here at Las Cruces Tex-Mex, and the pick for the Saints at number 14, Talisi Fuaga, filling that offensive tackle need for this team out of Oregon State. After that, gentlemen, the Indianapolis Colts getting our first defensive player off the board in Leiatu Latu from UCLA. Brian Duvall, a Saints statistician for Saints Radio, texted me letting me know that it's the first time in NFL history, figured this, that no defensive players were taken in the top 10.
No shock to me. I mean, that record, when you think about it, to see you peel off 14 straight offensive players.
Who said defense wins championships?
Me.
Not anymore.
You got a lot of offensive guys that have been taken by some teams that
bad.
Are hurting, right.
Won't be in the playoffs.
Yeah. That's why you're picking 1 through 14.
I agree with you.
When you see the pick of Latu going to the Colts, Mike, obviously, the injury is a concern for him, but what overall do you think are his biggest strengths?
Speed. I know you asked Mike. Speed.
He's the best technician of all the guys coming off the edge. Man, he's like an MMA fighter.
Yep, he's got hands.
But, man, what would concern me is that medical.
Well, medical, and he light as a feather.
And he's not big. Man, I run the ball right at him. I'm going to slow you down rushing the quarterback. I'm going to run the ball right at you and say, okay, stop that.
I agree with Mike on all of those. I mean, he's better. He better be able to anchor. He better be able to drop it.
Okay, how much does Latu weigh now?
How much does he weigh? How much will he try to weigh and play it or right now?
Because, man, he don't have the frame to pick up much weight. Dude.
No,
they got
him listed 6'5", 265.
No.
No way he's 265.
No.
I don't ever want to get on that scale. If he's 260, no way,
no,
Steve.
No. They may list him at that.
Right.
But he's probably.
He got weights.
Yeah.
He's probably around his waist if he's 265.
He's 245-ish. He's 242, 245.
And you know why? If he's 265, he picked that weight up to try to quell some of the issues
that
about.
That I'm light. That I play light.
Because I'm too light. He's going to play 250 pounds in this league. That's his weight. He never saw five on the scale on the second number at UCLA.
No.
Never.
We're going to take a break, guys. Come back with more of our Draft Fest coverage here at Las Cruces Tex-Mex. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.